Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
...1817, the arrival of Princess Caribou.
Magistrate! Mr. Wall, sir!
Who's that?
Oh, it's me, Magistrate, Sam Perkins. I've got to speak to you, sir.
Well, then, for goodness sake, come inside, man. Don't stand outside the garden gate. I'm not going to eat you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I wasn't sure whether... Well, you know how things are. Me being... Well, how should I put it?
What is the matter with you, Perkins? Now, stop talking twaddle and get to the point.
Yes, sir.
Well, get on with it. But if the squire's caught you poaching again, let me tell you there's nothing that I can do to help you.
Oh, no, sir. Nothing like that. It's a young lady.
Young lady? What are you talking about, man?
All dressed up in funny clothes and talking gibberish. That is, when she talks at all.
Now, listen to me, Sam. If you've come here to waste my time...
No, sir. I wouldn't do that to you, Your Honor. I need your help. That's why I'm here. You see, this young woman come into my hut in the copse early this morning. And now, well, she won't go away. Just sits there looking at me, playing some strange foreign instrument.
And who is this young woman?
That's what I don't know. Never seen her before in my life. She don't come from the village, I can tell you that much. I'd say she come from one of those foreign lands, over the seas, as you might say.
I've never heard of such nonsense. She's probably a gypsy.
Oh, that she's not, Magistrate. I know the Romany folk, and I understand their language.
Well, then it must be some joke. Someone's trying to frighten you.
Oh, that young woman don't frighten me, sir. She sits there smiling, friendly as you please.
Well, then why have you come to me?
Well, Your Honor, I thought as you were magistrate, you should take charge of her.
I haven't time to take charge of every young woman who strays into Almondsbury.
Well, and perhaps Mrs. Wall?
My wife?
Well, yes, sir. You see, a woodman's hut is hardly the right place for a refined young lady. One of the gentry, as it were.
So now she's a refined young lady, is she? Chase her out, Perkins. Tell her she's got no right to stay in your house.
I've tried, Your Honor, but she don't understand a word I'm saying.
Oh, really, Perkins, you do nothing but cause trouble in the village. Oh, very well. Mrs. Warren and I will be along later. This is as far as we can go in the pony trap, my dear. Let me help you down.
You expect me to walk through the forest, Edwin?
But it is not far. You can see the hut through those trees.
You are quite impossible. You interrupt my tea party with some ridiculous story about a young woman. Oh, very well, lead the way.
We'll follow this path.
Perhaps you'll be good enough now to tell me what we are supposed to do about this young person, once we've seen her.
Well, if she's a village girl playing a joke on Sam Perkins, I shall have to lock her up. If, on the other hand, she's a foreigner...
And what would a foreigner be doing in Almondsbury?
But I suppose she could have strayed from Bristol.
Strayed from Bristol? My dear Edwin, that's over 10 miles away.
Nevertheless, it's possible, my dear. Seaport, you know. Here's the hut. Perkins? Sam Perkins?
Not you, Magistrate.
Ah, here he is. Where's the young woman, Perkins? I brought Mrs. Worrell to see her.
Well, sir, I don't rightly know. She must have run away, sir.
Run away? You brought me to this forest, only to find that she's run away.
She was here only a minute or so ago, ma'am. And then I went down to the stream to get some water, and when I come back, she'd gone.
Well, really?
Look, over there. Among the trees.
That's her. That's the young woman.
Oh. She's very pretty.
Oh, yes, my lady. She is indeed. Quite a charmer. You should have seen her when she...
Thank you. That's enough. Come here, girl.
No, she don't understand you.
Go and fetch her, Edwin.
Fetch her?
If she doesn't understand English, we must show her what we want her to do. Go and fetch her.
Very well, Amelia.
Tell me, Sam... Did she bring any belongings with her?
Only the small bundle she's carrying, ma'am. Few bits and pieces. Soap, linen.
I see. She certainly looks foreign. I've never seen such strange clothes.
Here we are, Amelia. Speak to the girl.
What's your name, young woman? What is your name?
She doesn't seem to understand you, my dear.
Suppose she's a foreign princess.
Princess? What rubbish. Why should a princess wander about the Gloucestershire countryside alone?
She's certainly got a bearing. Ah, well, I suppose we can't stand about here all day. We'd better take her home and start making some inquiries.
I've been so embarrassed, Edwin. Sleeping on the floor like a wild animal.
But I don't see why that should upset you, Amelia.
What if one of the servants had come into the room? Can you believe it? I had to get onto the bed myself before she knew what it was for.
Well, I believe people sleep on the floor in the East. Perhaps that's where she comes from.
Well, I suppose it's possible. She's going to be difficult to feed. She'll only eat fruit and drink water.
Oh, don't let that worry you either. She obviously knows what she likes. She won't starve. The important thing is, what are we going to do with her? She can't stay here forever.
She most certainly can't. Princess or no princess, this terrible jabbering, it gives me quite a headache. Oh, if only we could understand her. Or she could understand us.
I've found her quite a silent girl.
When you were about, she is.
Amelia, I've had an idea. Those pictures George brought home from the East, she might recognize something in them.
Yes, of course. Forget them. They're in this drawer. Ah, here they are.
Where is the girl?
In the garden.
Oh, I call her through the window.
Call her? Oh, dearie, Edwin, we don't even know her name.
Oh.
And that's something that's got to be rectified at once.
Girl, come here.
Does she understand?
I think so. Yes, she's coming towards the house. I must say she's very quick. She learns the meaning of English words almost as soon as she hears them.
Yes. I wonder.
Well, what, my dear?
Whether, oh, it doesn't matter, just a thought.
Out with it.
Well, could she be playing the trick on us?
You mean she's pretending not to understand us?
Well...
Oh, I doubt it. There's not even a flicker of recognition when you and I speak together in front of her.
You're right. She's had to be a very good actress to... Ah, here she is.
Come in, girl. Sit over there.
Well, at least she understands our actions. Edwin, before we show her the pictures, there's something I want to say to her.
Oh, say it, my dear.
Thank you. Now, young woman, I'm quite sure you're imposing on us and that you understand and can answer us in our own language.
Oh, Amelia.
Wait, really? Edwin. If this is so, and some terrible episode in your life has driven you to behaving in this way, I suggest you make a friend of me. I am a woman, too, and I can feel for you. I'd even give you money and clothes and put you on your journey without disclosing your behavior to anyone. That is, if you speak the truth.
But you did not.
If, however, you are deceiving us, I think I should inform you that Mr. Worrell is a magistrate and has the power of putting you in prison.
She doesn't know what you're talking about, my dear. Look, her face is quite blank.
Good. That proves she's not an impostor. If she'd understood me, you can be sure the threat of prison would have changed the expression on her face. And now to that first lesson. I'll tap my chest and repeat my name. Like this. Worrell. Worrell. Worrell.
You can see she's interested in what you're doing.
Mrs. Worrell. Mrs. Worrell. I think she understands. Mrs. Worrell.
Caraboo.
Caraboo? Could that be her name?
It is pointing to herself. It must be.
Caraboo. Caraboo. Mrs. Worrell. Caraboo.
At last, she's beginning to respond. Lay the pictures on the floor, Edwin.
Very well, my dear.
That's it. Now then, let's see what we can find out. Caraboo. Look.
Caraboo, look.
Amelia's quite amazing. She's looking at the pictures. She must be well born to understand so quickly.
The pictures don't seem to mean anything to her.
Amelia, the picture she's studying now, it's of a boat.
Boat. Caraboo.
I think she knows what it is.
Boat.
Caraboo. Boat.
Ah, she's nodding her head.
So she is a foreigner. That's how she got to England, by boat.
Boat. Caraboo, boat. Look, Boat!
She's beginning to understand us at last.
I wonder whether we should take her to Bristol.
Whatever for?
Well, some sea captain might recognize her.
Oh, yes, that's possible. You know, my dear, I was reading the Bristol Journal the other day, and there was mention of a Dr. Wilkinson who's making a study of the Eastern people.
Hmm.
I wonder whether we should take Karabu to see him.
He lives in Bristol?
No, in Bath, I understand.
Well, we could go there later if our visit to Bristol is not a success. Karabu! Wait! Hedwin! I can hardly keep up with her.
Oh, she's obviously looking for something.
For the boat that brought her to England.
Boat! Boat!
She must be. Wait, Karabu. There's plenty of time.
Edwin, do you see that man over there? The one in the large hat.
Hmm?
He's been following us ever since we got here and staring at Karabu. I really think you should speak to him.
Do you think he knows Karabu?
Well, I wonder. Point him out to her.
Karabu. Oh. Look. Look, man. Look.
Man? Karabu, look. Man?
No. No, she obviously doesn't recognize him.
And yet I'm quite sure that he knows her. I'm going to speak to him. Excuse me, sir.
You are addressing me, senor?
Oh, leave him alone, Edward, and he's a foreigner.
No need to worry about that, my dear. Yes, sir. I was speaking to you.
Oh, he's coming towards us. Karabu? Wait.
Karabu, wait.
Excuse me, sir, but I'd be glad if you'd stop following us as you have been doing. I appreciate that this young woman is somewhat strangely dressed.
Oh, forgive me, senor. I did not mean to trouble you. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Henrique da Costa. I am a Portuguese from Malaya.
Malaya? That is in the east, is it not?
Oh, it is indeed, senora. And I'd say near to where your charming companion lives.
You recognize her?
No, but her style of dress is familiar. Might I be presented to her?
That is the problem, Mr. da Costa. She doesn't speak English, and we don't speak her language.
Oh, in that case, allow me to act as your interpreter.
She's of royal blood, Mr. da Costa.
Oh, quite definitely, senor. Karabu is a princess from Jevasu.
I can't believe it. Where is Jevasu?
In the East Indies. A small country, but a wealthy one.
But how did she get to England?
It's an extraordinary story. She tells me she was playing with her ladies-in-waiting in the garden of her father's palace when she was captured by pirates.
Pirates? On dry land?
Oh, the palace was on the coast.
I see. She was the only one to be captured?
Oh, yes. She says she screamed, but the palace guards didn't hear her. As for her ladies, they were not strong enough to fight a party of pirates.
They brought her to England?
And abandoned her, yes.
Unbelievable. Tell me, Mr. da Costa, why should a pirate ship working in eastern waters come all the way to England before abandoning their hostage?
Oh, I asked her that naturally. She says she thinks it must be because her father's ships were, patrolling the oceans around Jevasu.
And why was she captured?
She doesn't know. The pirates demanded no ransom, as one would imagine they might.
You don't think the girls invented the story, do you, Mr. da Costa?
Oh, no, Signora. Karabu is definitely a princess of Jevasu. I assure you of that.
Well, now we must decide what to do with her. We can't very well leave her here in Bristol.
Why not take her home again, senor?
You mean back to Almondsbury?
For the time being, until you have advised her father.
And how do I advise the king of Jevasu that I have his daughter in my keeping? Is there any messenger service to that country?
No, senor, but perhaps I may be of service.
You, Mr. da Costa?
Tomorrow I sail from Bristol for my home in Malaya. The short journey to Jevasu from there will take no time at all.
Oh, you are very kind.
Signora, for people who have befriended the princess and treated her as their own daughter, I would do anything.
How long do you think it will be before her father sends for her?
Oh, that I do not know. A long time, perhaps.
Well, it may not be convenient.
Nonsense, Edwin. The girl will be no trouble at all.
Such generosity. Believe me, Signora, the king will appreciate all you have done for his daughter. And as he's a very wealthy man, I'm sure he will present you with a little gift.
I should expect no such thing.
Of course not. All the same, a few rubies and diamonds would never go amiss, would they?
Well, Henrietta, what do you think of her?
Amelia, I find her enchanting.
It must be quite an experience to live with an Eastern princess.
Quite an experience. Amelia, why don't you bring her to Bath?
Society would adore her. I declare she'd be the success of the season.
I will speak to Edwin. We did think of it.
Come and stay with us. George will be delighted. Let me talk to Edwin.
What if the king should come for his daughter?
Oh, you could leave someone here to tell him she's in Bath.
It sounds wonderful.
Well, I'll organize the ball and introduce her to all the right people. You too, for that matter. Really, Amelia, you've lived too long as the wife of a village magistrate. Now, what do you say?
Is, Dr. Wilkinson in Bath?
Oh, you've heard of him, have you?
Edwin read of him in the Bristol Journal. He seems to be an expert in Eastern affairs.
All the more reason for your coming to Bath. I'll arrange for Caribou to meet him.
We had already wondered whether he could help us. He seems a very knowledgeable man. I'm sure he must know the Javassian language.
Do you understand any of it yet?
Not a word, dear Henrietta. It's an outlandish language. To think that all Bath is at Caribou's feet.
Quite literally, it seems, my dear. Look at those young women sitting on the floor listening to her. One would think they understood every word she's saying.
Perhaps they do. I'm rather proud of the way I've taught her, not only to understand English, but to speak a little too. Oh, what a grand occasion this is. Henrietta and George know so many famous people.
I find it rather overpowering. Isn't that Dr. Wilkinson?
Oh, it is indeed. I wonder if he's made up his mind about Caribou. That trouble with the Oxford scholars is very disturbing. They still say that he is wrong and that there is no such thing as a Javassian language.
During our meeting, I couldn't gather whether he speaks it himself. What impression did you gain, my dear?
Well, I don't know. He didn't say. It's as if... Oh, he's coming over to speak to us.
Oh. Dr. Wilkinson, good evening to you, sir.
Mr. and Mrs. Worrell, how nice to see you. What a splendid evening, isn't it? And how's our little prodigy?
Well, we don't see much of her nowadays. Bath society has taken her to its heart.
I'm not surprised. Her eastern ways are quite fascinating.
You are sure she is from the East?
Positive, dear Mrs. Worrell. Her habits and manners prove it.
And the language she speaks?
Difficult, sir. Difficult. There seems to be no written form. But I suppose this could be possible for a backward nation. Any news from the king?
Nothing yet. But Signor de Costa only left England a few weeks ago.
Ah, yes. What a pity he didn't stay longer. It would have been interesting to discuss the language with him.
Yes, indeed. He understood every word Caribou said.
I swear, before long, not only society will know about Princess Caribou.
What do you mean, Dr. Wilkinson?
I've been asked to write an article for the Bath Chronicle on my impressions of the princess. Society's bad enough, but I don't know how you're going to manage with all the ordinary folk who'll want to meet her.
Do so many people read the Chronicle?
It has an excellent circulation. Yes, indeed, Mrs. Worrell, it won't be long before you are known from one end of England to the other.
Actually, I was considering taking Caribou home to Almondsbury next week.
Oh, Edwin, surely not.
Oh, she's tired and needs a rest, my dear. As for me, life in Bath is very, very exhausting.
My dear sir, it would be a disaster. I've still a great deal of research to do. I'd be grateful if you'd remain in Bath until the king comes for his daughter. It's imperative that I should meet him.
Well, madam... To what do we owe this visit?
It's about the story in the Bath Chronicle. I've come about that girl who calls herself the Princess Caribou.
Indeed. May I ask why?
I know her, and she's no more a princess than I am.
Well, kindly explain yourself.
Look, I keep a lodging house in Bristol, and I'm certain that girl used to work for me. Her name's Mary Baker.
What utter nonsense.
It's true, I tell you.
Well, have you seen her?
Well, not yet.
Then how can you possibly say she's Mary Baker?
Edwin, I insist that this... woman leaves the house immediately.
Wait, my dear. Now then, Mrs...
Maggie Champkins.
Mrs. Champkins. You read a story about the Princess Caribou and came to the conclusion that she is really Mary Baker, who used to work for you. How did you come to that conclusion?
Oh, because I had to dismiss Mary Baker for telling stories about herself. I used to invent them all the time. Told my lodgers she was an Egyptian. Then she was related to the king, and then she was a Red Indian. Oh, you've no idea what she was like.
He used to wrangle money out of the lodgers, too.
But if you've not seen the girl, how can you be sure she's Mary Baker?
Well, I can't, but you're going to show her to me, aren't you?
Well, I don't know.
Now, fetch the Princess Caribou here, Amelia.
I don't hold her.
Oh, no, please, my dear.
As you wish.
What do you want me to do with the girl if she is Mary Baker?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought. Well, I don't want her to get into any trouble, really. I just want her put in her place, that's all. Not fair making fools of people like you.
It's very creditable of you, I'm sure. And if it is the Princess Caribou?
Well, then I've been mistaken, won't I? But I won't have done anyone any harm.
There's one thing you've forgotten. The Portuguese at Bristol could understand her language and told us where she'd come from.
And you believed him without any proof?
Well, why not?
Look, if this girl's Mary Baker, and I'm sure she is, then he'll be an imposter too. Probably joined her in tricking you.
But why? I don't understand.
Don't you? What a laugh they must have had at your expense.
This way, Princess. Well, Maggie Champkins. Is this the girl?
Maggie! Oh, no!
So it is you, you wicked girl. What are you playing at now?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are Mary Baker.
Oh, I didn't mean any harm.
You deserve a jolly good hiding.
Oh, no!
Wouldn't be surprised if the magistrate...
Now, wait a minute. Let's hear what the girl has to say.
Stop crying, Mary.
I told you I didn't mean any harm.
Why did you do it then?
Because I was unhappy. You live in a big house with comfortable beds and lovely clothes. You don't know what it's like to work in a filthy old lodging
house. How dare you? There's nothing filthy about my...
Please.
I won't have it.
Please.
She's a miserable...
Always nagging at me. Always make me run here and run there on errands.
Nagging? I'll give you nagging.
Can't you let her touch me?
You deserve to be horse
faced. Please, ladies.
Oh, ladies, is it? This one's no lady. Not even fit to scrub your floors. Give it to me, Your Honour, and I'll...
No! No, please don't let her take me. All work for you, ma'am. For nothing if you'll let me. But please don't let her take me back to Bristol.
Edwin, Mary, stop crying. Maggie, listen to me. I don't know what you expected to get out of this extraordinary business, Mary, but I'm prepared to help you.
Help her?
Amelia, yes. What are you saying?
I mean it, Edwin. I like the girl's spirit.
Oh, ma'am, I promise I'll never let you down.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
But what do you want to do with the girl, my dear?
I read in the Chronicle that they need people to emigrate to America.
America? What about the Red Indians?
That shouldn't worry you, my girl.
An excellent idea, Amelia. She can't stay in England once this affair becomes public knowledge. I'll arrange a passage at once.
And you can write to Irvin Sampson in Pennsylvania. He and his wife will look after her.
But I don't want to go to America.
Well, you can't stay here after making fools of all those fine people. Just wait till the Chronicle writes the true story about you.
Oh, Mom!
Oh, you'll enjoy it when you're there, Mary, and you'll like the voyage, too. Take her to her room, Maggie. See that she packs her clothes.
And remember, Maggie, no punishment. If we're prepared to forgive Mary, you must do the same.
Oh, fair enough, Your Honour. Come on then, Mary. Let's get packing.
You've been very kind to Mary, my dear.
Well, what else can we do with her? She can't stay here. Imagine what people will say. It'll be the talk of the town. And that Portuguese gentleman taking a message to the King of Jevasu. What will he think when he finds out?
Oh, don't worry about him, Amelia. He found out a long time ago.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.